This is the part of my story where William meets Alicia. Hush, Goody, good girl. Sorry, I say to him. I mean, for pushing you like that. I had to. See, I'm still whispering. No apologizes needed. You're Alicia, right? Alicia Van Dorn? I nod, and he says, I hear Robert speaking about his girlfriend when he was in New York, and he mentioned she was blind. Robert, that's what Bobby's calling himself. That's his professional name. It's what Gwen calls him. And even though I have a million questions whizzing through my head, I want to ask the man what Robert said when he was speaking about me, about his girlfriend, when he was in New York. But I say, why is Bobby being followed? Because of me? And because of all this because of this condition we both had? Because of this condition we both had? Again, I can hear the description in his voice. And I had a tangled with the police in New York, and I managed to get away. But not before a young officer got a grip of my arm for a few seconds. Just long enough to become extremely upset by what he was seeing, or rather, not seeing. And now the authorities in New York are struggling with the impossible concept that there's a transparent man on the loose in Manhattan, probably more than one, and possibly elsewhere as well. And that scares them. And it's as it jolly will be. And I am certain there's a huge push to get to the bottom of it. The invisible manhunt.